Would you like cream and sugar in your black coffee? No. No, just the black coffee.
So they say bad things come in threes.
Yes.
Right? So a couple weeks ago, Jim, your wife's car broke down. You guys had to buy a new car.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then last week, Woody, you got in an accident.
Another one, yeah.
Another one. Well, my husband's window got broken into, or truck got broken into.
Really?
Saturday night slash Sunday morning.
Oh, it stinks.
So I was headed to the airport at 4 a.m. in Austin, and he calls me on his way home from work, and he's like, my truck got broken into. And I'm like, no way. And he's been here for 10 years.
Yeah.
This is the first time it's happened. So unfortunately, he's like, you know, I've been lucky enough that this is the first time it's happened.
And thankfully, this is by your house or downtown?
No, this is downtown.
He parks
downtown
all the time.
And he parks in a parking garage. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they used to park in a very, like, safe parking garage, but they got moved. And so now it's kind of at a sketchier one, right next to Wild Beaver another Broken Egg Cafe on Third. Got broken into. Nothing really got stolen. Like, it looked like it was a fast grab situation because they literally just grabbed like the plastic center console thing that he put in there.
Really?
Yeah. And then went through the glove compartments. There's two. And just left the car a mess, you know, just papers and stuff everywhere.
But they didn't really steal anything?
No, thank God. He had his gun with him because I'm sure that's what they were looking for. That's what a lot of people
had. He had it on his person.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So it wasn't there the car.
No, it wasn't in the truck. It wasn't stolen. He had it with him. And then nothing else really got stolen. So thankfully, like, he's safe. Nothing important got stolen, but it just now we have to deal with.
Now you feel violated.
Yeah, I feel bad. He came home and he was like, I feel really unsafe. And I was like, even, you know, when my Ulta account got broken into and my TikTok account, like, you feel some sort of violation. It's
right,
weird.
Right.
And so he ended up having our dog sleep on the bed with him, which he is like so against. And then he like locked our bedroom window. So he was like, call me when you're close to the house and I'll unlock it.
Oh, wow.
So
he's a little spooked.
He's a little spooked. Yeah, and he's like, you know, there's papers in the car that have our address on them and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I don't think these people are sophisticated enough. Like, this wasn't a targeted
attack. Theft or anything.
Yeah. No.
They're just smashing and grabbing. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Especially
off.
Like how kind of turned up the car was and stuff. Like they were looking for a gun or something.
Is it a little insulting that there wasn't anything good enough to steal?
No, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Like, do they leave a note and say, next time get better stuff?
I know, right? Right?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's National Coffee Day.
Yay!
Deals everywhere, especially if your favorite coffee shop has an app. Most likely that's where you're going to find the deals.
Right.
They say the average American drinks the equivalent of 2.9 cups of coffee a day.
2.9.
I know. They've really narrowed it down. Yeah. It's very specific. That's that little bit you leave in that third cup.
Yeah.
That's right.
How much coffee do you drink, Woody?
I probably drink about 3 cups a day.
Okay. So it's right
now. About average.
Yeah.
I may be just under. Some days I go over, but probably a little less.
Yeah.
Gina, you get to health benefits if you stop at noon.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't keep going.
Gina, you are a tea drinker instead of coffee, right?
Yeah. Yep. I have one tea bag a day now because it's pregnancy. that's how I get my caffeine. And then, I'll drink like green tea or...
There will be a day of tea for you.
Yeah.
Where's tea day?
Where's tea day?
I guess they announced last night during Sunday Night Football that Bad Bunny will be the halftime performer at this year's Super Bowl.
Tu compras todas las yo Lambo, a mí me la regalan. I spend in the club. What you have been doing?
I have to admit, I've seen him in shows, but I have no idea what he sings.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Latin American superstar. Yeah, he's owned the charts, if you care about the charts, for about like three of the last 4 years. And they say he's going to bring a new audience. I know a lot of people are like, I don't know him at all. Not happy.
But, they'll be special guests. I guess they say that the rumor is that Taylor Swift has offered it but turned it down because she didn't want to do it for free.
I also heard she didn't want to sign over the rights to her performance where they would own it forever, which that's a very Taylor thing to do.
Yeah,
that is. I can't see her being like, I'm not going to do it for free. Like,
I mean, she probably has enough money.
Yeah, she does, but that's not in her character. I think she has a lot more going on than...
Right.
I'm defending her right now. Yes, hell has frozen over, okay?
Yeah. Well, they always do it for exposure instead of money.
Yeah.
And she has had enough exposure, I guess.
Right.
It's bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth till somebody laughs and then they lose.
Woody, this morning I was walking down the street and somebody threw a violin at me. And then I was hit with a clarinet. And then a French horn.
Good Lord.
I believe it was an orchestrated attack.
That's cute. Jim, are eye drops considered blinker fluid?
Yes.
Hmm. One to grow on.
I bought my wife a mood ring.
Hmm?
It's interesting. When she's in a good mood, it turns blue. But when she's in a bad mood, I get a big red spot in the middle of my forehead.
Jim, I'm thinking about dressing as a screwdriver for Halloween. That should turn some heads.
Not to brag, Woody, but I own my own island.
Really?
It's in my kitchen, but still.
Jim, I invented thought-controlled air fresheners. Makes a lot of sense, if you think about it.
Woody, scientists have successfully grown vocal cords in a lab.
Really?
The results speak for themselves.
Jim, where do bad rainbows go?
I don't know.
To prism. It's a light sentence, though. It gives them time to reflect.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, bonus joke.
Wow.
Bonus terrible joke.
Science joke. I bought a loaf of bread at Walmart yesterday. It was an impulse buy because I had gone there only to get a jackhammer, a blender, and a wetsuit.
Jim, I found out my girlfriend was cheating on me. I texted her and said, when are you going to be home? And she said, 10 to 15 minutes max. My name is Woody. Who was this Max?
I remember asking my mom, when did humans start to exist?
Mm.
And she said, well, God created Adam and Eve. And I said, but Dad said we came from apes. She said, I'm talking about my side of the family.
Almost. Jim, I can't believe somebody broke into my house and stole all my fruit.
Mm, really?
I am totally peachless. That hurt me.
Woody, I tried to draw a male cow, but I ended up making a female cow instead. It was a mistake.
Oh.
Jim, I had a girlfriend in college that was so obsessed with counting numbers. I wonder what she's up to now.
Woody, my sex life is like Coca-Cola. First it was normal, then light, and now zero.
How was our weekend, y'all?
It was pretty good. I went to the gym, recorded a podcast with my friends, and then Sunday after church, I had a total breakdown in my willpower, and I had like four giant cookies after not eating a whole lot. Like, I've cut almost all the sugar out of my life.
You made up for it.
And
it was a cheat day.
It was not good. No, like, I cheated too hard.
Not cheat day.
So,
yeah.
Like, kind of the rest of the day yesterday, I just felt lousy.
Yeah.
So, don't beat yourself off. It was a cheat day.
No.
Yeah. You start over today.
I felt awful.
I physically felt horrible.
Yeah, it was like a sugar crash.
Yeah, it hit me hard.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Wow.
I was in Austin all weekend, doing some work for my other job, visiting family. Got back yesterday morning and sat around and did nothing, just watched football. We put together our dresser, so the nursery's almost done.
All right.
Thankfully, it's been a long process, but yeah, busy weekend.
Watching those Tennessee Titans with their perfect season continuing.
Yay.
Friday night went to my granddaughter Charlie's softball game. Mm. It was very exciting. It's like, a lot of times they're a good team and they'll usually crush whoever they're playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a really good team playing against them.
Oh,
and it was
nice.
Tied going into the fourth inning, because they only play like three innings.
Right.
So they had to keep going. And my granddaughter Charlie actually hit a single that tied up the game, which was very cool. And then they went on to win in the finals. So
nice.
Cool. The rest of the weekend, my girlfriend Melissa's son TJ is getting married on the 11th of October. And so we realized, We only have 2 weeks till the wedding, and a bunch of people are going to come stay here from Indiana. Oh, my God, let's get it.
So we went into, like, super clean mode.
Yeah.
And so, yo, I'm exhausted and sore from, like, moving mattresses upstairs and doing all kinds of stuff like that.
How many people are coming to stay at your house?
11.
Oh, wow.
11?
11. And,
oh my God, that's like a fire code violation. Yeah. It's not like you have this like sprawling 57-acre compound.
Yeah, I don't have 900 Kardashian bathrooms. You know, so yeah, it'll be interesting. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. What time is it? It's time to play Gender Wars. Representing the ladies in the audience, we have Dina in Hermitage. Hello, Dina. Or is it Deanna?
It's Deanna, but that's okay.
That's okay. And for the guys, we have CJ. He's in Murfreesboro. Hey, hey CJ.
Yes. Hey, how are you guys?
Good. All right. We have a get acquainted question for you to warm up with.
Sure. Deanna, what was your dream job as a kid?
I wanted to be a songwriter.
Oh, cool.
That's never happened in Nashville. That's really interesting. what about you, CJ? Dream job as a kid?
I've always wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, really?
Ooh, that's cool.
That's noble.
You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble, don't know the answer, but you don't think your opponent does either? You can yell screw. We'll give your question to them.
All right, here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for you, Deanna. Does Post Malone endorse Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Bud Light?
I'm going to go with Miller Lite.
Oh.
No.
Miller Lite, no.
No.
Sorry.
He's a Bud Light guy.
Yep. Okay, CJ, does it take 2, 3, or 4 teaspoons to equal 1 tablespoon?
I'll say 3.
Yeah,
three
you're right.
Good guess.
Nice. You're up 1-0, CJ.
Okay, Deanna, see if you can bounce back with this one. You have a face cord in the back of your truck. What is a face cord?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm
going to
screw.
Okay.
All right.
All right, CJ, she hopes you don't know this. You have a face cord in the back of your truck. What is a face cord?
I think it's a standard measurement.
Standard of measurement?
To describe the amount of wood you'll receive.
Yeah, it's like firewood.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That is it. Okay, wow.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Deanna, the screw worked against you. A point to CJ and
alrighty.
And there's no way
there's
he
no
can catch up.
Yeah, CJ has.
There's no way for me to come back.
I know. It's such a risky move using the screw.
CJ, you are the winner.
Alrighty.
Get a certificate of bragification so you can tell everybody that you were victorious today on Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Sunday in Brentwood, they're opening up a time capsule from the year 2000.
Oh,
wow.
25 years ago, they sealed it up. And they're going to find out what was in it.
Cool.
Mm.
Got to think, okay, what was around, like, just before the year 2000?
Yeah.
That's when the Titans were good.
We'd just gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. So there's probably, you know, some banner in there saying, the sky's the limit.
Yay!
Yeah.
Go Titans! let's see. I think VHS was turning into DVDs
right.
back then.
Yes.
So, yeah, it could be one of those old, like, remember those Disney VHSs, they were like in really big plastic
case. Oh, yeah,
case.
They came in like a book looking thing.
Yeah.
I still like think rubber. I have some of those in a box somewhere.
Oh, we for sure do at my house back home.
Right. So I'm wondering, yeah, it could be there. What would you put in a time capsule if we were sealing one up now to be opened up in 2050?
Mm.
So it's hard because circumstances have changed mm-hmm. with the world. You know, we have like digital media
and stuff
to look back now. So I'm trying to think of something that would like last for 25 years almost.
Right. Some physical item instead of just digital stuff.
Yeah. Because like, I don't need to put a picture in because I can go back and look. So maybe like moonshine.
Yeah.
Because that could still be good and even maybe even better.
Yeah, age right. for 25 years.
Yeah.
Maybe a pedal tavern wheel. Some red Solo cups.
Maybe there's like flying pedal taverns in the future, like the flying cars they've always promised
Maybe
us.
Maybe a sash somebody wore to a bachelorette party downtown or something like that.
Yep.
Like a power cord. I bet you everything's going to be cordless in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a cord would be like, oh, remember when they had to plug things in?
Yeah.
Maybe an orange traffic cone.
Yeah.
Because we have plenty of those.
Right?
A crane.
Yeah, exactly.
A crane.
What about a parking receipt? one, they probably won't even be using paper for anything, but also right. they go back and go, wow, they only paid $50 to park somewhere to go to dinner.
Oh, man.
Lucky.
Yeah, wouldn't you love that to be, you know, be nostalgic about that? I remember when parking was only $50.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you're so right about the receipt, because right now, it's even phasing out now.
Yeah, we barely have them now.
Yeah.
In fact, when the machine says, do you want a receipt? No.
Right, right.
The gas pump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open up the in 2050. Oh, look, they just put sadness in here.
Yeah, they weren't very happy in
maybe
2025.
Maybe a COVID mask.
Right?
That's true. Yeah, wow.
Feeling good, like I should. Winning the walk around the neighborhood.
Representing Nashville, a teenager from Nashville, Gabe Tolentino, just went to the World Sumo Championship in Thailand.
Wow.
And he took bronze, putting the United States on a stage where we never have had a presence before. So congratulations to him. That was just a couple of years after he started sumo wrestling.
Wow.
And now he's going on to even bigger things.
Next Nationals will be in Las Vegas, and I'll be competing in adults there. That'll be a little rough because it's my first year in adults.
Yeah, I can imagine. They might be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Sumo wrestlers.
Probably a little scarier. Way to go, Gabe.
That's amazing, really.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
We've been doing a lot of work in the house because we have a bunch of people coming to stay with us after because Melissa's son, TJ, is getting married in October.
So lots of people coming in.
Yes. So we have to get some bedrooms ready and that kind of stuff. So we were working hard. And I said, oh, well, let's just clean up and let's go out to dinner. You know, I'm not worried about fixing any food. Mm-hmm. So we go to a place and we have dinner. And afterwards, of course, the waitress comes over and says, we'd like dessert. And I said, you know, we still got a lot of stuff to do tonight. Let me get a cup of black coffee because I like black coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she goes, well, what would you like in it? And I said, blackness.
Black.
Nothing.
Would you like cream and sugar in your black coffee? No. No, just the black coffee, you know, as it is.
You must be the only person left that
still drinks black coffee.
Does that. Yeah. Or even at night, you know, like.
Well, that was like a rare occasion.
That's on you. Yeah. Right. But I'm saying she probably doesn't get a whole lot of people asking for coffee.
How old was she? Did she do the like Gen Z stare when you asked?
A little bit, yeah. She's in her 20s.
Okay.
So I was like, what would you like in that? blackness? Would you like cream or only if it's black? Could you put black sugar in?
Well, to her credit, she's probably never heard of black coffee.
Yeah.
It's always like, double mocha latte.
Yeah.
Like, what is this you think you speak of? Is this a new thing?
Yeah. What's black coffee?
Time for a joke off.
Jim won round one, about 6:40. See if I can rebound. Looking at my jokes, doesn't seem likely, but let's see.
They're terrible. Maybe one will make the other person laugh.
That's right. Jim, did you know that reading Lord of the Rings can be hobbit forming? Good start.
What do you? Somebody told me that my clothes were gay, and I said, "Well, yeah, they came out of the closet this morning."
That's good. Jim, at the zoo, I saw a Cracker Barrel biscuit in a cage. The zookeeper said it was bred in captivity.
Bred. But I hate it when people act all intellectual and talk about Mozart. And they probably wouldn't even know one of their paintings if they saw him.
Ah. College joke. College educated joke. Jim, I went to Argentina. I was surprisingly cold. Well, it is borderline chilly.
A guy came to a costume party with a girl on his back. He says, I'm a turtle. And they said, who's on your back? Oh, her? That's Michelle.
Michelle. Jim, dogs can bark 500 times a day. Of course, that's just a rough estimate. These are surprisingly good.
Woody, my wife called me while I was at a friend's house and said, if you're not home in 10 minutes, I'm going to give the dinner I made for you to the dog. I went home right away. I'd hate for anything to happen to that dog.
He suffered enough. Jim, green is my favorite color. I love it more than blue and yellow combined.
When you die, Woody, what's the last part of your brain that stops working? Your pupils, they die late.
Ah. Oh. Jim, when did dad jokes begin?
Don't know.
Once upon a time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, these are extra good.
Woody, my niece calls me ankle. I call her my knees.
Jim, why did the skeleton not ask the girl out on a date?
I don't know.
Didn't have the guts.
Oh, you got him.
See, it just wears us down. Finally, yeah. Somebody just has to laugh just to break the tension of terribleness.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, if you've been jonesing for your Jimmy Kimmel in Nashville, I guess Nexstar and Sinclair have caved in, and they're saying, yes, they will run the Jimmy Kimmel show in all the markets. So now we can just go back to ignoring Jimmy Kimmel.
So speaking of ignoring, probably for our health, we should not watch too intently the Tennessee Titans as they lost their fourth game in a row. They are winless this year. One of the bright spots in Titan fandom is a guy from the UK who has become locally TikTok and Instagram real famous because he has the Titans as his adopted NFL team.
Oh, okay.
I'd be the stupidest NFL fan. I live in Derby in the UK, which is 4,200 miles away from Nashville, Tennessee. Somehow, out of all 32 NFL teams, I picked the Tennessee Titans. I could have chosen Super Bowl winners, yet I've chosen a poverty franchise that brings me nothing but pain on a Sunday.
So they're not just disappointing people locally. They're disappointing people internationally.
Oh, man. That's
hilarious.
Pretty brutal. Well, there is a new AI-generated actress called Tilly Norwood, and apparently agents are, like, lining up to sign her. And it's a she.
And she's AI.
She's not a real person.
Totally generated from a computer.
Yes. Her creator says she's not meant to replace human actors. Just explore what's possible. It's part sci-fi, part what's next for entertainment.
Huh.
So
will she interact with actual humans in movies?
I don't know. She hasn't been in anything yet. So yeah. It's like these agents are just wanting to sign her just to, like, be the first one, I'm sure.
Just for the publicity?
Yeah. Mm. And so then I was curious, like, who's the contract money going to go to?
Right.
Because that's like that, the singer, too.
The person who typed in,
yes.
Hey,
yeah.
Give me a generic actress that looks like so-and-so. Or,
yeah. So it would be kind of like licensing in a way. Like,
Right. If you want to use her,
yeah,
you got to pay me.
Yeah. So, it's crazy. How weird. Yeah,
that's the world we live in right now. What are we doing today, you guys?
I'm going to a movie tonight. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was like the film festivals were crazy about Dwayne The Rock Johnson in The Smashing Machine.
Oh, so it had good reviews.
They loved it.
This is not out in theaters yet, right?
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. It's an early screening.
So. Yeah, I've heard it's really good. Yes. He's amazing.
He's supposed to be like, this is the greatest thing he's ever done.
Wow. That's something. Yeah.
That is really cool.
I've got bills to pay, make some phone calls, got to call my insurance company, lawyers, blah, blah, blah. And also, I guess next month is my birthday. That's when my driver's license expires.
Ooh.
So I have to go through the house and find the stuff if I want to get one of the real IDs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know I have a passport somewhere. Unless I left it in Italy. So I'll be scouring through junk drawers today. So that'll be a lot of fun.
I was pickpocketed. I didn't make that. You know how they are. I don't have it.
I am going to take a nap to catch up on the lack of sleep from this weekend.
Yes.
You were flying all over the country.
Yes. Yeah. I had a busy weekend. And then probably go to the gym today. I need to do that.
Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.